I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a saying that goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. The pitiful image of a Syrian toddler who lost his fight for freedom has become a rallying point for Europe. Stung into action, many countries are opening their borders to take in hundreds of thousands fleeing the civil war and terror of their own homelands. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they were already in Europe. BGR also works in the countries that people were fleeing from. Mostly, they help those who fall through the cracks.
We're doing it in a way to help really provide, food, shelter, skills, and things that people need to transition into new places, new lives. But we're also doing it in a way to make the truth and the love and the message of Christ known to those folks that we're working with.
It's a victory shout of sorts. More details at the end of the broadcast. Meanwhile, back in Syria,
there were 93 bombs dropped on the capital city in just one day.
Tom Doyle, vice president of E3 Partners Ministry, says tensions are picking up in Damascus. Over 500 Syrians have been killed there since mid-August by the most intense bombing in 4 years of war. It's hard to imagine anyone left in Syria, but thousands are still leaving daily. Now that you know, what will you do?
For Americans, it's very easy to hear the news, get discouraged, and say, oh, it's terrible. Well, we have Muslims coming into America. This is our time. This is the opportunity for us to reach out to Muslims with the love of Christ, especially ones like Syrian refugees that have nothing.
Go to missionnews.org for more on both of these stories. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.